The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Good evening and welcome to Insight. My name is Mary Rodland, your facilitator for this evening, and my technical producer is Ramon Sweeting. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first hymn, the Magnificat.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, for he has looked with mercy on my loneliness, and my name will be forever exalted.
Our reading for this evening is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. When he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it, the first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you do not put in and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then, you didn't put my money on deposit, so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest.' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'" Here ends the reading. Today is the last Sunday after Pentecost. Pentecost began on May 23rd and ends today. 27 Sundays are included in the season of Pentecost, making it the longest season of the church. In our gospel reading for this evening, we are told a story about a king's 10 servants. It is a story about faithfulness. Jesus told this story immediately before going to Jerusalem, and his purpose for telling this story was to address people's expectations. People at that time were hoping for a political leader who would set up an earthly kingdom and get rid of the Roman domination. So Jesus told this parable to explain that his kingdom would not take this form right away. First, he would go away for a while, and his followers would need to be faithful and productive during the time between his departure and his second coming. Upon his return, he would inaugurate a kingdom more powerful and just than any they could expect. This story is about a nobleman leaving to be appointed king of a foreign city. The nobleman entrusts his servant with 1 mina each to put this money to work until he comes back. A mina was the equivalent of 100 days' wages. On his return, the nobleman called the servants to account for the money that he had left with them. The first servant reported a profit of 10 minas, and the second a profit of 5 minas. Please, the noble rewarded each with more responsibility, commensurate to the profit made. The third servant repaid only the original mina, saying that he stored it away, afraid to lose it because of the master's ruthless reputation. The enraged master punished him by taking away the mina and rebuking him for not making use of the money. Jesus told the onlookers that those who have will be given more, and those without will be deprived of all. Unlike the parable of the talents found in Matthew chapter 25, where God gave gifts in different amounts to different servants according to their abilities, in our reading for this evening, the same amount is given to each of the servants. The mina represents the gospel that is given to us through the word in scripture and in sacraments. And that same gospel comes equally to each and every one of us. So this story teaches us some 2,000 years later, five lessons. First, it teaches us that Jesus gives us gifts to carry on his work until he returns. He says in verse 12, "Put this money to use until I come back." Each of us, no matter how great or inconsequential we may be, we are given the same investment capital for Christian life. And each of us have been given the same command to invest this gift until Christ returns. In other words, we are commanded to multiply our investment capital for Christian life. One writer suggests that we can multiply our investment in our own Christian lives through repentance, prayer, and daily dependence on the Holy Spirit by loving our families with the love of Jesus. We can trust God to meet our needs and guide our decisions. We can also put our investment capital for Christian life into others by sharing our faith with friends, by serving people in need, and by showing the love and mercy of Christ to people who are lonely, sick, homeless, grieving, and afraid. The lyrics of a well-known hymn, "We Have a Gospel to Proclaim," tells us that we can proclaim the gospel by telling of his birth at Bethlehem, by telling of his death at Calvary, by telling of his resurrection that glorious Easter morn, and by telling of his reign at God's right hand. These proclamations are commanded of each of us, no matter our station in life, be it teachers with teaching, lawyers with justice, and doctors with medicine. We all have a gospel to proclaim until Jesus returns. Our second lesson is that we learn that Jesus will be hated by some while he is away. Verse 4 states, "His subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We do not want this man to be our king.'" Some of us put Jesus to death at Calvary. Some of us refuse to believe in his resurrection or even acknowledge that he sits at the right hand of God. So until Jesus returns, he will continue to be hated by some. The third lesson is that Jesus will reward his faithful servants when he returns. In verses 15 to 19, Jesus tells us what happened when the nobleman returned. When he returned, he sent for his servants to whom he had given the money to find out what they had done with it. The first came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 10 minas more." And he said to him, "Well done, my good servant. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second servant came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." And he said to him, "You take charge of 5 cities." So my brothers and sisters, like the servants in our story, one day Jesus will return, and when he does, he will examine us to see how faithful we have been and reward us in the proportion of our faithfulness. The fourth lesson is that Jesus will also judge the unfaithful among us when he returns. A third servant was called to give an account of what was entrusted to him. He said to Jesus in verse 20, "Sir, here is your mina. I kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man." So rather than putting the money to good use, this servant did not use the gift that was given to him. While the other servants did whatever they could to invest the money and make more, this servant hid what was given to him. My brothers and sisters, many of us do the same thing as this servant. We do not put the gospel to good use. Some of us are blessed tremendously with various gifts from God, time, talent, and treasure, and we hold back our gifts for all of the wrong reasons. In our story this evening, this servant even tried to blame the nobleman when he said in verse 21, "I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." In other words, he was saying that even if he had made more money, the nobleman would have just taken it. So why even bother, since it would have been taken from him? But the nobleman replied to him in verses 22 to 23. "I judged you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money on deposit, so when I came back, I could have collected it with interest? The least you could have done was to invest the money." Then the nobleman said to those standing by, "Take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas." And they said to him, "Sir, he already has 10 minas." The nobleman replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away." You see, my brothers and sisters, some of us are exact with God, and some of us even think that God does nothing for us. We do not even stop to think for a moment that even the very breath that we breathe each day comes from God. Everything that we are and will ever be is because of God. The only thing God demands in return is that we invest our spiritual capital well. So Jesus will judge the unfaithful among us when he returns. And finally, our fifth lesson is that Jesus will destroy his enemy when he returns. The nobleman said in verse 27, "But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." So Jesus will deal with all of those who are opposed to him when he returns. My brothers and sisters, these five lessons teach us what we have to do during the time between Jesus' departure and his second coming. That is where we find ourselves now. We have at our disposal excellent teaching and resources to build and expand God's kingdom. Jesus expects us to use these so that they may multiply and that his kingdom grows until he returns. One writer puts it this way: this parable mentions different fates for three groups: reward for faithful stewards, rejection for those who associate with Jesus but do not really trust him, and judgment for rebels who openly reject him. And my question to each of us this evening is, to which group do we belong? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God of unfailing joy, you sent your Son Jesus to us to show us how to live. He left us with the tools to proclaim the gospel until he returns. Help us to be worthy by walking in his footsteps, and as we await his return, that we walk the walk and talk the talk of good news of salvation. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our second hymn, "We Have a Gospel to Proclaim." Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or conceive, by the power which is at work among us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Amen.
Clothed in warmth.